This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now there's a gun and an ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take your children and yourself and hide out in the...
I've gone from spending all my time trying to stop the New World Order to now that when this show is the biggest it's ever been, growing exponentially, it's more than 30 million people a week that tune in one way or another. And that's very conservative, by the way, folks. It's actually frightening. How many listen? And what's scary is I've gotten to the point where I want to just drop everything and go get ready with my family. And I'm not saying that for effect. I mean, I really am just totally honest with you. Everybody knows I'm sincere. It's all I got is my sincerity. As obnoxious as it is sometimes, and talking to James Leslie Rawls, who I was reading his books, oh, I mean, I don't know, 18, 19 years ago, and just thinking, oh, you know, that is a worst-case scenario. And now, a lot of the scenarios in his earlier novels are like good scenarios. We have a big UN takeover. We're physically fighting them. That's a hell of a lot better than a nuclear war. James, in closing, talk about your novels. Talk about if we're unable to turn things around, where we're going, because, I mean, I think that's really a testament here with the persecution of Christians you've written about and the rest of it is, I'm not looking for trouble, but defensively, I'm going to stand up for my family.
Well, I think, and that certainly is, you're right, it's everyone's right, and we need to recognize that the way our nation was structured under the Constitution, that check of the Second Amendment is kind of the last resort, but it's the last means we have for reinstituting constitutional government. And I think as we see a collapse, as I described in my novels, we may see a opportunity to reinstitute constitutional government only through asserting our Second Amendment rights and exercising those rights. It may come down to that. So please, folks, don't give up your guns no matter what happens. And stock up, team up, and train up. It's what I describe in my novels. I've completed my Patriots novel series, that five-novel series, and I'm now embarking on a new series. It's called the Counter-Caliphate Chronicles. It's also set in the near future, and it describes a world that's under the domination of a global caliphate, and the establishment of Christian homeland nations to counter that. And again, I use my novels as a teaching tool to try to describe what people should be looking for, ways that countermeasures that they should be taking to counter the threats that are the many threats that are out there. My novels are essentially survival manuals dressed as fiction, I guess is the best way to describe them. And folks, even for those who don't have the opportunity to pick up any of my novels, please at least go to my website, check out survivalblog.com. All the content that's there is free of charge. It's fully searchable, and the archives now go back 10 years. There's tens of thousands of articles.
And let me just throw this in, sir. Why is it, because you've been a New York Times bestseller, why is it people will read something of this fiction and it's really a manual? Because I realized that years later reading your stuff, like, this guy's really warning us and getting us ready for, you know, this is how to resist militarily, but not calling it that at a guerrilla level. Why do people like fiction versus, you know, the real deal?
Yeah, a lot of people won't sit down and read a 300-page survival manual. But if you have a real page-turning novel, people will sit down and read that. And with novels of my sort, I'm not the only one in the genre now. It's now become a very crowded genre.
But you pretty much started the genre.
Yeah, I think so. But what I try to do is try to squeeze a lot of practical, tactical tips into a fictional storyline so people end up reading the novel twice. the first time through for entertainment, and the second time...
That's right. Well, come back sooner. You're a hard guy to get on. To come back on soon. You're a hard guy to get on. James Wesley Rawls, thank you so much, sir.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, and I pray for you and all your listeners.
You too, sir. God bless.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We must wage what I have called total war against public enemy number one in the United States, the problem of dangerous drugs.
Took a shot of cocaine and away I run.
But William Robert Tosh Plumley is our guest.
I've been called over the years the CIA's Forrest Gump. When I started flying cocaine back into this country to carry on an operation in violation of the Bolin Amendment, I began to have a little bit of a conscience about that.
The Reagan administration's determination to sell arms secretly to Iran and to help guerrillas fighting the Marxist government of Nicaragua despite congressional objections was the engine that drove the Iran-Contra policy. Secretly, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North devised a scheme to finance the Contras by overcharging Iran for the weapons.
You're an anti-terrorist expert. Iran was officially a terrorist state. You went around telling...
I wanted Mr. President, the question is...
And if you're not with them, cops and military, then you will declare that you're with the Republic now.
I am a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, and I work South Central Los Angeles, and I will tell you, Director Deutsch, and the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
Okay. Mr. Webb, I was wondering if you have ever gotten a chance to look into the rumors and reports that MENA, Arkansas, was a major drug shipment center during the 80s.
For those people who don't know, there was a major drug trafficker named Barry Seal who was based his air fleet at MENA, which is a tiny little airport up in the mountains of Arkansas.
Russell Welch, criminal investigator for the Arkansas State Police. Did Barry Seal ever say to you, I work for the CIA?
He said he was working and worked for the CIA.
Unit 5 has learned in the early 1980s, even before his arrest, Seal had bought one of his planes from a CIA front, Air America. The plane was used by Seal for drug smuggling, and the CIA company was paid in the traditional drug dealer fashion of $300,000 in cash.
Last night in Louisiana, Barry Seal's enemies caught up with him and killed him. Tonight, three men are in custody. NBC's Brian Ross reports that Seal was about to testify for the government once again.
Well, how do you think the crack rock gets into the country? We don't own any planes. We don't own no ships. We are not the people who are flying and floating it in here.
Back when this all first came out, people didn't believe the CIA was bringing drugs in.
I didn't believe it. Even when Gary reported the story, and I was like, this guy Gary, what is he talking about? I was involved with the CIA, and no way. It wasn't until the CIA themselves put out their report. I mean, that was when I really, when it really hit me that, hey, Gary was right.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was thinking last week about the film Kill the Messenger with Gary Webb. I interviewed Gary Webb a few times, but I've talked to him a lot more on the phone because he wanted me to help him build a website, and he wanted to help me launch his book exposing the fact that he had been right about CIA drug dealing, which they even had congressional hearings about admitted, not just in the 80s, but the Army bringing heroin in from the Golden Triangle. And then look at what's happened in Afghanistan. I mean, it's a known fact that criminal elements of our government bring the drugs in. They even make movies about it. Sicario. It's actually based on true stories. Where they got the Delta Force down there running the whole thing in South Texas right now. But Freeway Rick Ross, some people say, well, what are you doing having this guy on? One of the biggest cocaine dealers in history. He was working for the CIA. Once he knew about it, he exposed it. They threw his butt in prison. He's a hero for exposing it and not being a coward and being the star witness for Gary Webb. So, you know, none of us are perfect in our lives, but he joins us just for the next 20 minutes or so via video link, and we've also got his famous message to Rick Ross, the fake Rick Ross that took his identity, the rapper, the former jail guard, and his message to the CIA when he was here with us last year. We're going to repost that to Infowars.com. But FreewayRickRoss.com is the website. He spent, what was it, 15 years in prison. He talked to Gary Webb right at the same time I was talking to him because he was you know, his star witness. And Webb was getting his new book out. He had to move. Guys kept breaking in his house. They stole his motorcycle. That's all in the movie. That's why I was like, got nauseous during the movie. Because the actor looked like Rick Ross, a nice friend, the award-winning reporter. And it was just so accurate. And then I was thinking last week, I had to get Rick Ross back on. He's been in studio before, but also a guest many times, including from prison. We got exclusives with him, both video and audio over the years. About Hillary and the minimum sentencing, where basically if you're drinking a Coors Light that white people tend to drink, you get probation, but if you're drinking Schlitz malt liquor, you get 10 years. You're smoking crack, you get 10 years. You get probation if you're snorting it, which is what rich people do. It's more of a class thing than even race, in my view. But the point is, she's lady that said blacks are super predators, bring them to heel. While there they are at MENA, and I've interviewed all the top people that were there at MENA, who saw the cocaine being unloaded, Terry Reid, you name it, just to see her up there. So I don't know his view on Donald Trump. I didn't call him before this interview. I don't know where he's going with this. I just know that he's an informed person. And to me, to see her playing the race card, knowing how heavily she was involved with the Bushes and the CIA and this whole thing in MENA with the cocaine, I wanted to get Rick Ross's take on this, the real Rick Ross, FreewayRickRoss.com. And so thank you so much for coming on with us today, sir. What's your view on all this?
Well, you know, it's funny that you asked me about that because I was in prison when the Clintons implemented a lot of their laws, and I can remember the effects of the laws. And mainly the 2255, I mean, that was like really a devastating blow to not only blacks in prison, but pretty much everybody in prison, because what that did was you had 2 years to come up with an issue that would prove your innocence. And if you didn't do it within 2 years, if you came up with it later on in life, say, for instance, if you found the person that actually committed a crime that they accused you of, well, you had no way of bringing it to the court's attention.
It's incredible. So what is your view of the Clintons? I mean, it's known they were involved in all this. You go to prison, $25 million a day sometimes of cocaine you were moving. She ends up becoming queen of the world. I mean, what is your view of her, of Trump? I mean, I know it's a lot to ask you to wade into, but as somebody, you know, at the center of this and this minimum sentencing, what's your view on that freeway, Rick Ross?
Well, you know, I never did politics before in my life, and I just recently started paying attention to politics. And so it's funny that you called me about politics, and this may be the first year that I ever vote. And I am watching the debates, the news, and just getting a feel of it, and hoping that whoever gets in realize that the country has made a great mistake with the way they've treated their and I won't just say, I won't say inmates, because we're not really inmates. We're really brothers, sisters, uncles, fathers. I mean, we're humans just like anybody else, and we've all made mistakes. And for anybody to look at us and want to throw away the key, and then even after you go and do, I did 20 years in jail, by the way. I know you said 15, but I did 20 years in like two.
I'm sorry, it was like 15 and another sentence. I don't know where I got the idea of 15. I apologize.
Okay, it's okay, Alex. You got a lot on your plate.
We just lost this Skype right there. It'll come right back up. It was breaking up a bit. The reason I wanted to get him on is this is somebody at the center of CIA drug dealing, and a guy that they were basically going to let off if he wouldn't talk to Webb. And he won't hoot his horn. I actually admire the guy. He has a lot of courage. His Skype just came back up. Please continue with what you were breaking down. What I'm trying to get at here is that the people that killed Gary Webb are the very people in power right now. Hands down, there's no debating that. And so, in general, I'm not trying to get you to, you know, score some point against Hillary Clinton. I'm just saying, sitting back, knowing Hillary Clinton's history, I know you know about the mean Arkansas and the rest of it. Just what's your gut reaction to that?
Well, it's funny that, like I said, that you asked me to come on and speak on this, because it's really a touchy situation, you know. The black community was hit really hard with the crack epidemic from both sides, you know, from people getting hooked on crack and from so many people going to jail. And I've heard Bill say that he made a mistake in changing those laws and being so harsh on guys involved in drugs.
When he, by the way, is a giant cocaine dealer and cocaine user on record. I mean, I don't get how, like, the governor in New York is banging hookers every night, and he passes a law to take John's cars. I don't get how Clinton's snorting, smoking cocaine. He reportedly smokes it, and then he's going to put people in jail that do it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a double standard, though. You know, if you have, then you don't have to go to prison, and if you have not, then
Well, I'm sorry. If I was a governor and I was banging hookers every night, I'm not going to pass laws to take John's cars. I just don't get these guys.
Well, they feel like they're different than us, though. You know, they make the laws and they don't have to abide by them. So, you know, you can break the law, you can lie, you can cheat, you can, you know, bang whoever you want to. They're not going to take your car. You know, you're the governor. So if you pass a law, it doesn't affect you and it doesn't affect your family. So just go along with it. And I believe that this is the way that this system has been going, that these people are so out of touch with everyday people like me and yourself. You know, you walk on the streets every day. These people never walk on the streets. You know, they got 20 or 30 people with them when they walk down the street, so they feel like they're above the law.
I agree, and that's the theme of the show today, without us even trying, is that they're above the law, they're on a cloud city, they're in an ivory tower, George Sr. doesn't know how to use a scanner to, you know, buy food, Hillary's in another world, the press corps can't have press conferences, they ride on oranges and roll them to her.
So I'm hoping, you know, what I'm hoping out of this election is that for one, you know, I've been telling, you know, blacks all along is that they need to hold their vote for who's going to support them. And not just blacks, but everybody as a people. We need to make sure that whoever we put in the office is not going to be banging Johns, like you said, and then locking other people up, you know, for being a John.
Not a hypocrite. Overall, we've seen black unemployment basically double, worse than ever, under Obama. He hardly ever visits those communities. I think he thinks he's already got it, you know, in the bag. Why does he need it? I mean, what do you make of Trump? I mean, Trump has spoken to dozens and dozens of black churches. ABC News said this was the first one last week. I went and looked it up, total lie. He's been going to prayer vigils, you name it, totally reaching out. He's on record. He's gotten awards from Jesse Jackson and the NAACP for hiring African-Americans. He's gotten awards from the gay community for calling for tolerance, but then they say he's anti-gay. I mean, I think the media has really distorted who Donald Trump is.
Yeah, well, you know what, and that's one thing. I don't really know much about Donald. I read a couple of his books while I was in prison, and I have implemented some of his strategies. I did learn some strategies from him. But what I see in the news is not very much in support of minorities or blacks in particular.
Sure.
Our unemployment rate is at an all-time high. And you know, here where I'm at in South Central, you know, I'm living in South Central still. Most blacks would work well under the minimum wage. And you know, we have the stereotype that we're lazy and don't want to work. Well, I see it totally different. I see it that people don't want to hire us and don't want to give us a chance.
Well, undoubtedly that's going on, and that's part of the cycle where you put people in prison for petty offenses, and then when they get out in 4 years, they have a degree in being a criminal, and then you can't get a job. I mean, it's not rocket science.
And you also have the notch on the box saying that you're a convicted felon.
I tell you, Freeway Rick Ross, I didn't get you on today to sit here and endorse Trump. I held my nose over a year ago to support him, but I'm proud of the fact I am now. After the whole power structure from the Chinese communist president to you name it, I absolutely hate his guts because he's for sovereignty and truly bringing wealth back to this country, which can be done very, very easily. They've sold American wealth out to build a world government, but it's not too late to turn that around. And I know that Trump talks about law and order, but he is for a lot of decriminalization. I think that's very positive. But separately from that, what was it like? Because we talked to you since it came out, but to see Kill the Messenger and how well that was done and how accurate that was, I mean, your own words, to be living a surreal movie that was actually reality. And now, you know, 20 years ago when the series first came out, he got attacked for it, or 19 years ago. Now, it's just admitted that the big banks are the really ones shipping in the drugs.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that one day Gary will get his just due. It's sad that we run such a well-rounded and investigative reporter, and you know, hopefully people will recognize the work that he did, because a lot of the stuff that he did back then is what people are using right now to be educated.
Now, he told me, talking about you, because I know he was working trying to get you out of prison. He talked about how, I know you want to talk about yourself, he talked about how much courage you had. And the story's so long and complex, I get a lot of it wrong, but explain to me. You had chances to shut up and get out a lot earlier. I mean, I was told just a few years in you could have gotten out, but you didn't. That's why I think you're a hero, even though you don't want to be told that. You speak to kids around the country about staying clean and how the drug war is bad and all the rest of it, but why did you? Because I got to be honest. I'm not going to sit here and sell out on air. I'm not going to sell anybody out. But if I was locked up, it'd be hard not to say, okay, I'll keep my mouth shut. Let me out of here. I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean, how the hell did you do that and stay in there 20 years?
Well, you know what? It was something that had to be done. The people had to know. And I felt if Gary was willing, Gary had absolutely nothing to do with any of this. Nothing. But he put his life on the line to write this story. For me and my people and my friends, so I felt that I had to stand behind it as well. And a lot of people think that I'm the one who created the CIA thing, but Gary came to me with the story. I didn't go to him. I was glad that he came, though.
Absolutely. And to be clear, you didn't even know you were working for the CIA until you learned it.
I didn't know anything about... You know, Alex, I was totally illiterate when I went to prison. So watching the news and reading the newspapers, those weren't things that I kept up with. I didn't keep up with the CIA. I didn't keep up with Congress. Like I said, this will probably be the first year that...
No, you were keeping up with like $100 million a week in drug money.
Exactly. So I was totally a novice to any of this information or to what was going on in our country until Gary Webb brought it to my attention.
And you spent 20 years for the truth, and he got his head blown off, two shots to the head. God rest his soul, but he's an icon of journalism and the truth. We see this war on the press today. It just shows us how far this has gone. In the 5 minutes we've got left with you, looking at just the climate of politics in this country, the CIA has stolen the identity of this great country and these other corrupt offshore corporate interests that run it. But you saw Rick Ross, you know, the big fat fake rapper who was a jail guard who lived in the system preying on black people. And I'm sorry, I don't have a bone to pick with Rick Ross. He's just such a coward. You called him out. Millions of people saw the video, and the video just cut out. We're going to Skype reconnected. And, you know, his response was to just make jokes about it. But, man, I tell you, I don't know how he calls himself Freeway Rick Ross, and everybody thinks he's you. What is that like to see Rick Ross still out there with your identity and then his thugs kind of making threats like we're scared?
Well, you know, it's another part of this because it's not just him. Alex, it's the companies that's behind him, the billion-dollar.
Of course, they obviously told him to do all that.
That's pushing him. So to know that these people don't mind feeding us rhetoric is really bizarre. It's hard for me to believe that companies so powerful and that could have so much positive influence on our people would be willing to feed them the same stuff that got me involved in drugs. You know, it was a movie that planted the seed in my mind to want to be a drug dealer.
You're talking about product placement, propaganda placement, preconditioning. What's the proper term that we normally use to actually call it? There's a name, predictive programming. Absolutely. They sell it like it's cool, and then you're bad because you went out and followed what they told you was the American dream.
Exactly. And you hit the nail right on the head with that one. Also, you know, too, I didn't tell you, the documentary Freeway Cracking the System is nominated for an Emmy this month. So hopefully...
That was my next question. A lot of TV shows, a lot of movies being made about you, a lot of awards. Tell us about the documentary. Tell us about the things going on at your website, freewayrickross.com.
Well, you know, that's a new website where I'll be selling my books and my shirts and all my merchandise. They can go on there. Also, they can leave me messages. They can talk to me and so forth. The documentary won't be on there for sale yet. We're going through a legal battle. You know, they didn't want me to be a producer on the documentary, even though I produced it.
Well, that stuff always goes on. People ought to just get out the way. Get out the way of the real Rick Ross, because I got to tell you, my daughter loves the purple shirt you gave me. She wears it as like a nightgown. The real Rick Ross is not a rapper. And she just loves the whole story how that big fat Rick Ross is not the real Rick Ross. I mean, I don't even have a dog in this fight, but the guy is such a fake. I mean, remember his early story was he was you.
Exactly.
I don't get how you steal somebody's identity and make $100 million, and then the real Rick Ross, I just don't get it. It's just crazy.
Well, you know what? You've always been a genuine dude, so you couldn't understand that. It's hard for people who are genuine to understand why somebody would even want to steal somebody else's identity. Why
sure.
not make your name and your own reputation and be who you are?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm giving out one of the newer sites. The official site is freewayrickross.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
Freewayrickross.com for the book, the T-shirts, and to support what you're doing. And the reason I really support what you're doing is not just the courage you had to end up going to prison because you told the truth. That's on record. And now a major motion picture that's won all these awards documents it. It's the fact that you go all over the country to major high schools, colleges, dozens of times a year, educating young people and telling them to stay off drugs.
Absolutely. I wish I could do more. But, you know, a lot of schools still don't accept me in because of my past. You know, once you get that past, you kind of stuck with it. You know, you can never not be a convicted felon. I would never in my life be for the rest of my life, I'll always be a convicted felon. You know, there's no thing in our system that says, you know what, this guy's been out. I've been out almost 8 years now. And there's no way that I can take that off my record. I always think.
And by the way, the third time's the charm at your website, right? It's freeway, Ricky with a Y, Ross.com, Freeway Ricky, Ross.com, and we'll link it up on Infowars.com. Let's talk soon, my friend, or anytime you're back in Texas. Freeway Rick Ross, God bless you. Be safe.
All right, thanks.
He's got courage, folks. Stayed in prison an extra decade plus because he wouldn't back off about the CIA. We'll
We're
be back.
On the march.
Tons of news.
The
stay with us.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Let this song roll for a while. I'm in a bad mood now. Looking what the globalists are doing to us. I'm so sick of it. It's so ridiculous. I mean, listen, this Islamist news where they're like people being arrested, they're screaming F America, and they engage in all these crimes, and Islamic professors admitting that it's all part of the caliphate takeover and calling us weak. It's just crazy third world war zone populations that all kill each other being brought in, and we're supposed to all just bow down and worship it. Yeah, it's running a little bit hot tonight. Reach down, plea my legs, ease the seat back. That's when you go ahead and let those superchargers kick in and all 700 plus horsepower engages. Go ahead and crank this part up. And then you're in West Texas, and all thought ceases except keeping that car lined up in the middle of the line, because you're going up to 200 miles an hour. And the telephone poles are... Listen to this part right here. I don't drive like that anymore, though. Yeah, it's running a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road. From the heat coming on. Yeah. Got the globalists attacking me. Between my legs. Ease the seat back. She's coming. This takes me back to being 10 years old. Was this Diver Down? The name of the album is like a diver flag. I think this is Diver Down. I had this on record. Listen to it all the time. My parents would hardly ever buy me anything, but if I wanted to go to rock concerts or get records, they would. My mom would take me to the record store after school. But that's because she liked music, too. All right, there you go. A little bit of fun. Let me reset here and get serious. This video is encoding right now. It'll be up on YouTube and Facebook in the next hour or so. And I really wanted to have it up this morning so we get a maximum push. It's so darn important. But I'm going to have a few of the writers write articles about it today and tomorrow so that hopefully it gets a push. And hopefully you will think it's important. And you will send it out on your email list, post it to your Twitter, your Facebook, put it out on your local radio station, because there was election fraud early on, there has been election fraud, and now they're trying to steal the election now. And you notice it's gone from being no issue, a zero on the Richter scale, to a 10. It's gone from zero to stratospheric in the last 4.5 weeks, because I came down here on a Saturday with Rob Jacobson and shot the video, and you got the video out, and Donald Trump responded, and the public responded. I've had the press call and say, did you tell Donald Trump that? He did come out word for word. So, yes, I talked to Donald Trump, but that doesn't matter. It's about the election. And it's about responding. Trump knows what's going on. We just put out well-produced, factoid-laced, chopped full of documentation videos that prove what's going on. The New World Order is absolutely out of control. It isn't controlling itself. It sold world government as a plan to end war, end poverty, and build us a palace to the stars. Instead, they used it to screw job everybody and pull up the ladders of success and create unmitigated hell, which they've now packaged into this cosmology of austere living and being poor and how cool it is, while the priests of this religion lecture us from red carpet podiums sitting next to palaces and jumbo jets. It isn't flying. The dog isn't hunting. So this report is going to go up on Infowars.com. It's very important. I don't know what we call it. Obama admits Donald Trump is right about election fraud, or this video will stop 2016 election fraud if you spread it. I mean, I don't know. Here's the point. We get lightning in a bottle all the time. Whenever I have the tumblers click in my brain and I figure something out and I act on it, it's always important. It's always world-changing. It's always big. Not just because of Alex Jones, because of you and Matt Drudge and so many others. All I know is this video is important. This information is important. They're bringing foreign governments in to run our elections because of the deadly danger of election fraud, which they say didn't exist 5 weeks ago. The president and Hillary are having to attack me by name now because we're hurting them. You're hurting them. And to quote an amazing thespian Shakespearean actor, Ricardo Montalban, when he played Khan in The Wrath of Khan in the 1980s. He said, I'm hurting you, and I'm going to go on hurting you. So run as fast as you can. You'll never escape. Except this isn't a movie where you do escape. You will not escape. Let's go ahead and play the special report. Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton are in total panic. They've been forced to admit that Donald J. Trump is right about systemic election fraud.
Can you promise the American people that, this election will be conducted in a fair way?
First of all, it's rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged. I have to be honest.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
Russian hackers were behind two recent attempts to breach state voter registration systems.
Good to see you in this exercise in transparency and democracy.
The FBI has issued an advisory that urges the states to look for specific signs that could indicate attempts at similar cyber attacks.
But I want to tell you again, I don't know anything about it. And on the state level, Russia has never done this.
Multiple senior government officials tell NBC News they are now confident Russian intelligence was behind the DNC hack, although they lack definitive proof.
Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material, and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old, I worked for the DNC. We shot in the back, murdered.
Is that what it is?
If we see signs that a voting machine or system is vulnerable to hacking, then we inform those local authorities who are running the elections that they need to be careful.
Some short-term, long-term things I think that we should do to bolster the cybersecurity around the election process. I am considering communicating with election officials across the country about best practices.
But of most concern, of course, are the separate computer systems that count and report actual votes. So far, no sign that any of those have been compromised.
This black box is unaccountable, untestable, privately run software from the two companies that you have hired to count our votes. So when the votes come out of this black box, they do not reflect the New York City or the national votes. In 22 primaries, the votes have shifted in 20 of them. The exit polling data in New York State shifted 12%. A shift of 2% is fraud, according to the U.S. State Department. So that's what we've seen across the country.
The Russians and... do I think they're trying to help Trump? That's the point. Are they, right?
Russia has denied any involvement in the attacks on the U.S., and President Putin called the accusations an attempt to distract the public's attention.
It doesn't even matter who hacked this data from the campaign headquarters of Mrs. Clinton. The important thing is the contempt that was given to the public.
A little over a month ago, on July 30th, I pointed out the elephant in the room. Sanders. Mr. Trump, I'm not going to lay things out here that you don't already know, but I am going to ask you to seriously think about making the issue of Hillary's election fraud in the primaries one of the central issues to defeating her in November. We had just witnessed Hillary Clinton steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders. Now Stanford University's done their own study, has concurred with our analysis. We'd seen the Republican Party try to steal the nomination from Donald Trump by claiming that popular vote never counted.
The media has created the perception that the voters will decide the nomination, and that's the conflict. That's the conflict here.
We feel like we live in a democratic society. What you're telling me is it's not a democratic society, and your votes don't necessarily matter because it's a democratic representation, correct?
No, that's not what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm trying to say is that we're just one of the political parties. There's many political parties, but political parties choose their nominee, not the general public.
George Will even wrote an editorial for the Washington Post saying, your mere plurality of votes doesn't override the party's sovereignty. InfoWars issued an emergency message to Donald Trump, and within 48 hours, he responded.
First of all, it's rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged. I have to be honest.
Why would you think that the election would be rigged?
Well, I'm looking at all of these decisions coming on down from the standpoint of identification, voter ID. And I'm saying, what do you mean? You don't have to have voter ID to now go in and vote? And it's a little bit scary. And I've heard a lot of bad things. I must say, 4 years ago, I was hearing a lot of bad things having to do with the Romney campaign, where, you know, when the vote came out, there were some districts who were really shockingly different from what they were anticipated to be. And I've been seeing it.
Within days of Donald Trump warning the people of the United States of the ongoing plot to steal the general election, Barack Obama went public and said that it was preposterous, ridiculous. In fact, he didn't even know what election fraud was.
I don't even really know where to start on answering this question. Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean? The federal government doesn't run the election process. States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting systems and the voting booths. And if Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, where typically it's not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense, and I don't think anybody would take that seriously.
Now the Washington Post, the New York Times, USA Today, Politico, you name it, are coming out and saying, we are so threatened by supposed Russian hackers in the database, and the Russian government runs Trump, and they run Alex Jones, and they, you know, they run Paul Joseph Watson, why Putin runs everything, and they're dangerous, and we need to send Homeland Security in to take control of the elections to make sure they're not stolen from Hillary Rodham Clinton.
What I can say more broadly for the administration is that there has been a discussion about whether or not to designate certain voting systems that are, of course, maintained at the state and local level as pieces of critical infrastructure. And that would give the federal government and experts of the federal government.
But within weeks of Trump's announcement that he would be sending out observers to make sure our elections weren't fraudulent, Obama did a 180. He hired the UN and he hired the security agency of the European Union, the OSCE, to come into the United States with Justice Department power and take over the elections to make sure that they were protected and had integrity.
The federal government doesn't run the election process. States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting systems and the voting booths. And if Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, where typically it's not Democrats who are in charge of voting booths, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense, and I don't think anybody would take that seriously.
The truth is, the Democratic Party in Illinois and California and many other states were openly pushing to let illegal aliens actually vote in the 2016 election. And Donald Trump and others are aware of that fact, and so they were calling to have local governments be involved in the integrity of the election process. So what did the feds do? They announced all these foreign observers were to come over, but they were going to then restrict domestic independent groups from poll watching. So what they're saying is, we'll let foreigners come in and watch from the socialist EU, but we won't let Americans oversee the elections internally. Look at this headline. Election security, federal help or power grab? Some state election officials say officers to aid the fight against hackers could lead to Washington taking greater control. And that's what Roger Stone said months ago on my radio show. He said, look, it'll be the feds coming in to oversee the elections that steal it. USA Today had the headline, Homeland Security can't step in to protect the election. The Examiner reported, Homeland eyes special declaration to take charge of elections. Here's the facts. The Russians have a GDP the same size as Italy. They're not influencing the United States in any way that's even measurable. The globalists have conquered this country. They've taken it over by stealth. They've captured our nation by fraud. And they are so scared that nationalists, just like the nationalists we saw in the UK that voted for the Brexit, are now actually communicating with the people through the new independent media. That's why they're calling for internet censorship. That's why they're calling for internet IDs. That's why they're calling for actually shutting down Matt Drudge and sites like DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com, because they can't compete with the facts. They can't compete with the information. And they know we're not going to stand by and watch them steal the election like they try to do with the primaries. And so they're claiming we're Russian agents. The truth is, we're agents of an open and truly free society and a republic where it's one person, one vote, no matter what race, color, or creed you are, as long as you bleed red blood and are American. And the truth is, Donald Trump and countless others are mobilizing private, independent poll watchers that are going to expose the fraud. And it's got the power structure really shaken up. They thought they'd just come in and steal this general election like they stole the primary for Bernie Sanders. They thought they'd do it in the dark when none of us were watching. The truth is, we're watching. So now they're doubling down, bringing in the EU, the UN, and all these Democrat-run feds to save the integrity of it, when they were just telling us a month ago that there was total integrity and nothing to worry about. They're panicking because they know humanity is on the march and their oppressive empire of tyranny is on the run. 2016 is a crossroads. It's one of the most important times in humanity's history. And you better believe the entire crew and the listeners and viewers of InfoWars are going to be there on the right side of history, defending open, free societies and our right to vote in this constitutional republic that is known as the United States of America. We truly premiered that here, because a lot of times I'll premiere something but have it go simultaneously up on InfoWars.com. New added so many clips, so many documentation to that, that we're a little late getting it out, which is fine. He did a great job. It's not on InfoWars.com yet. It's not on PrisonPlanet.com yet. It'll be up there in the next 30 minutes or so. And I'm just asking every viewer, every listener, I know you already know all this. You saw us warn back at the time. You're aware of it. You've got the research. But your neighbors, your friends, your family aren't. Now, what really happened here? The truth is, the Trump campaign was already aware of all this. So I don't want to say they did it because I told them to, but it certainly added to the impetus. And Trump told me, no, I'm going to be covering this the next few days already. So we're just on the same page, basically. But where they didn't go, where I advised them to, is, hey, you stole it from Bernie Sanders. So you're illegitimate. Now, I can't stop you in the party from you being the fraudulent nominee, but don't try to steal it from me. And then that gets all the Sanders people on your side. They want to just leave the steal back there at Philadelphia, have you move on to the next issue. That's how globalism works. Always the latest problem, the latest distraction, the latest smoke and mirrors, the latest, you know, funhouse garbage. No. We have a memory, and it's congruent with reality. And so we're back to the future, or we're back to the past and back to the future again. Because, as I told Trump and as I told his campaign people, and I know you're smart, I know you get all this, but justice is what's in order here. I know nobody's ever done something like this. They've never openly stolen a nomination like this. And I know it's bold to say they stole it, but they did. It's admitted. So You've got to expose it's fraudulent, raise that issue. It's the right thing to do. It makes people worry about election fraud in the future, which makes it harder, puts a spotlight on it, gets more poll watchers, gets more media aware of it, which is what the system didn't want. They said, oh, it totally has total integrity. What's election fraud? Because they were going to go steal it with no coverage, basically in the dark. No, you're going to do it at high noon now. We're firing the flares in the air. But bigger than that, it then gets all the Sanders people to not just forget what just happened to them, and it makes it a political issue of voting integrity. So you say, hey, you may not agree with everything Trump says or whatever, you still vote for him because at least he was actually nominated by the people. And you win the election by 20 points. I mean, Hillary might have had 20% of the Democratic votes. We did exit polls around the country from Texas to California to New York to Florida. And, I mean, it would be 80% for Sanders on Election Day, 90% for Sanders coming out of the booths. Outside. I'm for Sanders. And then you go turn the TV on, and it's Hillary by this landslide. And then they're so arrogant, they admit in newspapers, oh, the delegates, the superdelegates, decided the night before that it would be Hillary. So you stole all these major primaries. Oh, yeah, Stanford University says so, too. Big deal. Move on. I'm not going to move on. Just because you play some little flim-flam game with me. And again, I was like 4 years old at a school function, and my dad, some preschool thing, and they had a magician come with a table and a rabbit, and my dad was whispering in my ear, and he goes, son, that's a box. And they reach down through a trap door and pull a rabbit up into the hat. That's why it's a tall top hat. Now watch, and I got it, that it was a fraud. And it wasn't that my dad was stealing magic from me. That wasn't magic. My parents having me or you, that's magic. Or this planet, where we are in space and what we've done together is magic. Or Beethoven is magic. Not some carnival trick. And my dad was so proud of me when I was one of my earliest memories, like 2.5 years old at Christmas. And we were there in that little three-bedroom house in Dallas by White Rock Lake on San Fernando Way. And my earliest memories, and the neighbors are over, and family's over, and they went, no, Santa Claus comes down the fireplace. And there was a big crackling fire in the Christmas tree, and I said, but he burned. Plus, he's fat. This is a little house. This is a little chimney. Oh, he's magic. And I said, no. And I remember, like, the cracks in the bricks, the mortar. And I said, no, he's too fat to go down that. And my dad looked at me, and he said, son, I'm so proud of you. There aren't any 2.5-year-olds that know Santa Claus isn't real. We got big hopes for you. And I'm not bragging. It's just that I didn't believe in Santa Claus at 2.5, and nobody had to tell me. And I don't believe in the New World Order either. I believe in you. And I believe what we're going to do together. I'm going to go ahead and host the whole next hour with Devin Knight because we had to push Stone forward. And then we've got this other demonstration I'm going to do. Have you heard they got to roll oranges at Hillary? That's how they do. I'm not kidding. That's how they do press conferences. I tell people this. They go, are you joking? No. She doesn't have press conferences. They roll oranges down the jet. And then if she wants to answer the question with like one word, like, would you rather interview Trump or Putin? Talk to. She goes, oh, I'd rather talk to Putin. I mean, this is real. In fact, people won't believe me. You guys print some articles. I saw it on the news this morning. It's crazy. And Hillary's been doing this for years. But you roll oranges at her. So we're going to have Leanne in here rolling oranges at me. Journalist asked Hillary Clinton question by rolling an orange. And they said, well, this is a customary. This is how she does a press conference. I mean, talk about fruit baggery and all these weirdo Nelly crones that want to start all these wars. I mean, it's just like, it was like some 6'5" badass general with 2 Congressional Medal of Honors. You know, I still say don't start a war. But I listen to them a lot quicker than I listen to, like, stumbling, jittering idiots. September is preparedness month. Now is the best time ever. 30 to 40% off of storable food, X2, a bunch of big discounts, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchases make it all possible. Thank you for your support. Fourth hour starts in 70 seconds. Of course, under Common Core, 2 plus 2 could equal anything. So maybe it starts in 87 million years. I don't know, but according to common sense, 70 seconds.